Well, good morning, everybody. Welcome to Saturday AM Live. This is Vance Rogers broadcasting live from the San Antonio Riverwalk. And I'll tell you, other than a little bit of humidity, this is the place to be every fall if you're interested in a couple of things. Number one, connecting with some of the most amazing people on the planet, okay, and one of whom is going to share here in about 60 seconds or less. And then secondly, food. If you like the best food on the planet, this is the place to come. But I'll tell you, if you ever watch any episodes of Friends and you own a pair of fat pants like Joey did, okay, you need to bring those with you, okay, or in a very much an adjustable belt. And then what's the third reason? The history of the United States, specifically Texas, the Alamo. It's just amazing. So if you've never been here and you've not come to specifically this event, put it on your bucket list, make it happen, because, again, it's an annual thing that you don't want to miss. So on that note, we have with us this morning Sherry Raspa, who I actually met via the phone. We never got to meet in person until 2 days ago, and I was swooned or taken. I wouldn't say it was love at first sight, because I'm happily married, and I know you've been happily married for 20-some years, too. She's nodding her head. We're both sitting down on the Riverwalk. I was talking with Paul this morning and getting some more of the details about you. Prior to Nikin, let's just do what we were trained to do yesterday. What was life, in 30 seconds or less, tell us what was life like before Nikin, the Nikin encounter, and what life is like now.
So before Nikin, I was not living my life with fibromyalgia. I was living, but I was not living my life with fibromyalgia. Fairly well limited to my home and even more exclusively to my couch, where I consumed loads of TV, loads of unhealthy food, and slept. And watched not only my life, but my husband's life and my daughter's life go past me. That was my life before Nikin.
And what happened?
In 2015, a colleague of my husband introduced us to Nikin. Actually, introduced him. I wanted nothing to do with it for the first several months. And then he explained to me that he had a motorcycle accident that he never should have recovered from. He should have been close to vegetative. And because of his awareness of and use of Nikin products, he is a supreme athlete at this point. He's he's not competitive, but he is an elite athlete. And I thought, well, you know, I'm not living life now. What can it hurt? So I started out using the tendon joint and the CM cream. And for the first time in over 10 years, since my daughter was 6 months old, I began to experience what life was like just taking the edge off of the debilitating pain, and gradually began to start getting my life back. I was able to work again and do work I was passionate about. Prior to my diagnosis, I had spent 25 years in ministry with middle school, high school, and college students. That was my passion. That was my life. And eventually, I went on to train the people who work with middle school, high school, and college students in ministry, and that had all been taken away. And I began to get that back, began to be speaking again and training again, and this time sharing the message and the gospel of Nikin, if you will. It's amazing to begin to have my life back. You know, when you have fibromyalgia, it's a vicious circle, and it's an insidious illness. People don't realize, because they can't see it and put a finger on it. But, you know, my vicious cycle was, I'm in so much pain, I can't move. When I can't move, I, you know, am not exercising, and I'm not getting regular daily movement. And so I began to eat more, and I began to gain more weight. And when you gain more weight, the pain is more, and so you move less. And you become more and more isolated physically, emotionally, spiritually, psychologically, and your life just slips away. And to be able to come back into that and to breathe deeply and exhale and then go on and do things is life-changing. At this point, I have the full product line in my life, and I'm discovering new ways to use it on a daily basis and to share it with people who, like me, were pretty hopeless. come, and it's just life given to me to see hope in their face again.
Sherry, what would you say to encourage or even challenge people that are listening right now that they may know or they may see somebody? How is the best way, because you were resistant when your husband brought this message of Nathan home to you. And I love the way you said you kind of eased your way into it with the joint, the CM cream, and then you started there. But what advice would you give to us to introduce this to somebody who's not just suffering from fibromyalgia? There's so many life-altering autoimmune disorders out there that leave people in what I call a prison of pain. And it's not a diagnosis. You know, we're not talking pain as a medical terminology. It just, there's no other way to describe it unless you use the word agony or, you know, a captive. What advice would you give us to introduce this to other people?
I think the first thing for people who have a lot of these autoimmune struggles in their lives is come from a place of acknowledgement and compassion. Because a lot of us have been through people who look at us and go, you just need to push through it. You just need to power through. You're being lazy. You're giving up. You can't know what it's like to be inside this prison, if that's a great word for it, unless you've lived it. And so the first thing is to come from a place of acknowledgement and compassion. And then to gently, compassionately, lovingly continue to throw out lifelines. Don't push. Just toss the ring out there and let people... I'm sorry, go ahead.
No. Okay. Yeah, and I like that because it's not pushing, just being able to offer it. You know, and I like how you admitted saying, what could it hurt? I mean, you can't hurt any worse than the way you described it there. So
exactly.
It's pretty obvious. Let's switch gears entirely, okay? For somebody who's beyond the customer stage that says, you know, I want to introduce this to other people. I really, really feel obligated. I feel a moral obligation. This is your first Nikan event, being here in San Antonio. If you had a snapshot, one Polaroid picture, how would you describe it?
You know, it's not what I expected. I have to say that. Based on what I had heard prior to coming to this event and based on my previous professional experience, I anticipated that I was going to get a lot of cheerleading, feel good, plus, to be quite honest. And there's been some motivational stuff and there's been some cheerleading, and that's fair. There's also been some really concrete, actionable items that I've been able to jot down on my notepad that I can take home and do to improve my business. There have been some hard skills that have been taught and practiced here that I will go home and implement in my business.
And I think for me, you know, a quarter century of being with this wonderful company, the products, the experiences, literally the hundreds of people that my wife and I have been able to help, this is one of those firsts for me of exactly what you said, being taught some life skills and literally role-playing and working some of these things out. How do I, in 30 seconds or less, share my story, share my why, share what Nikan has done for us? And, you know, before that encounter and then afterwards, what it's like now. I've never experienced this. I don't want to do a commercial for a next big event, but I appreciate you sharing it that way. I'm going to say thank you, and I'm going to tie a bow, and I wish everybody could see what Sherry has escaped one of the riverboat tour captains whose voice is a little louder than it needs to be, because we're literally just a few feet from the river, on the river walk, and it's absolutely gorgeous. Absolutely gorgeous. The birds are chirping. The humidity is not so bad. And I don't know what the temperature is, but man, what a place to be, because I know it's cold back home in Oregon. But I've already asked Paul, I know you don't realize this, but I told Paul that I'm going to have you both back. And I want you both to share, because both the husband and wife, of what that's like to experience something that's so life-altering, like fibromyalgia, And I need to throw this in here. We're not making a medical claim and saying just because Sherry had this experience means that everybody with fibromyalgia is going to. And the thing is here, you'll see a picture of Sherry soon. We'll make sure it's on the website. And it's hard to imagine that this woman who's so vivacious and so just beaming with energy and life could be in a prison of pain on a couch bound as a captive. And because I, when I met you Thursday night and I heard your story, I thought, there's no way. But I know, I see the misery and the agony in Paul's eyes when I talk to him, because you asked him a question about the past and he starts to tear up. So anyways, we're going to have you both back to share in more detail.
Just one final comment, Vance, to reinforce what you're saying about, you know, obviously we don't make medical claims and that sort of thing. One of the things that I tell people that I'm talking to about fibromyalgia and other autoimmune issues is I'm not here to cure anything, and I don't claim to be cured. The difference for me is I was not living with fibromyalgia. Now I'm living with fibromyalgia. I still have it. It's not gone. Many of the symptoms are still part of my life, but they're manageable and they're getting smaller every day, because now that I can move and now that I can exercise, I'm dealing with that weight issue. So going back to your question, just super quick about, you know, what can you do when you're reaching out to people? Tell them that there's hope. You don't have the final solution for them. None of us do. That final solution lives within them. But what you're doing is giving them the first step. And when they see that there will be a shift, for me, it came in two places. When I started drinking Pi Mag water, I understood what it was like to be adequately hydrated for the first time in years. And then it was the KVB when my body went, oh, this is what real nutrition feels like? Those are huge energy shifts for me. And I was able to make the changes that in my head I always wanted to make. But they just need that first tiny glimmer of light. So I'll leave you guys with that. My honor to be here.
Sherry, thank you so much. And again, we will have Sherry and Paul back, and we'll pad in enough time to do some Q&A, but we're going to let her get back in the session, and we'll make that call happen soon. So thanks again, Sherry, so much.
Thanks, guys. Bye-bye.
If you know somebody that suffers from either fibromyalgia or an autoimmune disorder, please, www.saturdayamlive.com to catch the recording of Sherry's story, the abbreviated version. And I apologize for the roller coaster banging right now beside me. And again, www.saturdayamlive is where everything is recorded. So on that note, ciao for now.